In this centenary year of the signing of the Treaty of Versailles that officially ended World War I, we find ourselves in a world that still lives with the reality of war. War is not limited to our history, it is a part of our present. Even as we enjoy a peaceful existence here in Australia, many migrants have come to this country to escape the ravages of war and continue to live with the trauma and scars, at the same time as seeking to build a better life for themselves and their families. There are Australian women and men serving around the world today in our defence forces as soldiers, as sailors, as medical staff, as engineers, as pilots, and in all the different roles required to protect the vulnerable and seek to keep the peace in various nations. Their spouses, siblings, parents and children wait for them, living with the very real possibility that they may never come home. Even in a nation at peace, war leaves its mark. So we set aside days to remember the sacrifices that have been made. On Remembrance Day, we remember particularly the events of 1914 to 1918, but we also honour and remember those who have died in all wars and those who have suffered because of war. It is right to show our respects to those who have served in defence of this country and who continue to serve in the armed forces. Honouring sacrifice does not glorify war. Accepting the realities of war does not devalue those who gave their lives in conflict. Acknowledging openly and honestly that the suffering of war is not confined to the battlefield also honours those who have defended this nation and continue to do so. Thousands have died in war, and thousands have returned from war, broken in body, mind, and spirit, and we remember them. Many have died after the battle itself is over, but still as a direct result of their experiences. They are also the ones we remember, and we should hear their stories too. During the last week, there was a funeral here at St. John's for a veteran of the African campaign during World War II, Bill Rudd. He dedicated his later years to telling the stories of those who were prisoners of war, correcting official war records, and campaigning for the rights of war widows and veterans. Telling stories from one generation to another is how we learn. Honest remembering is how we learn from the past. These stories demonstrate the importance of service and camaraderie in surviving desperate situations. These stories should inspire us to care for the returned who struggle to live with what they have seen and done and who are still in need of support and comradeship. These stories, hopefully, also inspire future generations to seek peace, not war. I'm a great fan of the TV show MASH. It was dinner time viewing in my household for many years, but I particularly liked the later years that dealt with some of the more serious sides of war and conflict. One episode that sticks in my mind is where Colonel Potter, the commander of this surgical unit in Korea, finds himself the last of a particular group of mates and veterans that he served with in France in World War I. Here is part of the toast that he drinks to them. Here's to you, boys. To Ryan, who died in WW1, the war to end all wars. To Gianelli, who died in the war after that. That is always the line that sticks with me. The horrors of World War I appalled many, and the author H.G. Wells coined that phrase and used it while the conflict was still raging. The war to end all war turned out not to be so, but the striving for peace around the world continues. The cry of the prophet Isaiah is centuries old and speaks of the hope for a peaceful future. A world perfected is one without war, where they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That time has not yet come. We continue to live with the legacy and reality of war, but there is always hope. Even in the darkest times and experiences, friendships were and continue to be formed. The stories of the veterans who participate in the Invictus Games demonstrate the strength of the human spirit and the determination that is possible. Out of the worst situations, good can find a way. For Christians, the greatest example of this is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Out of suffering, pain, torture, and execution at human hands, the greatest love was shown, and that greatest act of hope came. As we remember the suffering that is caused by war and conflict, we remember that God did not withhold God's own Son from the horrors that human beings are capable of. Jesus Christ was sent to live as one of us because God loved the world. Through Jesus, God knows what it means to suffer. So as we pray through times of fear and suffering, we know that God stands with us in the person of Jesus. And in the hope that is the resurrection, Christians know that death and darkness are not the final end. And that is what can give us the strength and hope to pray and work for peace throughout the world, even as we care for those still affected by war. So as we commemorate this Remembrance Day in 2019, we continue to pray. For those in danger, we pray for a safe return. For those mutilated by war, we pray they will know comfort and wholeness. For those who care for them, we pray for strength, compassion, and wisdom. For those whose lives were lost either in conflict or after returning home, we pray that they are now in God's eternal rest. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The Lord be with you.